This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister says Petro-Caribe agreement valuable to region. Government working to implement Building Act by the end of the year. And Ocharias gets security boost with CCTV system. The details after this message.
Government pensioners, listen up. The Accountant General's Department is modernizing its processes in order to serve you better. All pensioners are therefore being asked to submit their TRN, banking information, email address, contact numbers, and mailing address to ensure accurate, up-to-date records. For more information, visit the AGD at Public Building West, King Street, Kingston. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm or call 922-8320-7 or 1-888-991-0095. The Accountant General's Department. Serving those who have served.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller is thanking the government of Venezuela for its steadfast support of Caribbean economic development via the Petro-Caribe Agreement. Mrs. Simpson Miller says the Petro-Caribe Agreement has enabled several governments in the region to fortify their economies, meet social and economic development needs, and build strong international relationships. She adds that the agreement has helped engender a sense of independence within the region as a whole.
The 10th anniversary summit underscores the fact that Petro-Caribe has a future in the energy security and socio-economic development of Jamaica and the region. Without the Petro-Caribe arrangement, some of the most vulnerable countries in the region would have succumbed to the global economic crisis in 2008 as well as subsequent challenges.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the plenary session of the Petro-Caribe 10th Anniversary Summit at the Montego Bay Conference Center last week. The government is working to have the new Building Act in place by the end of the year. Local Government and Community Development Minister Noel R. Scott says the revised bill, which will facilitate the adoption and efficient application of the National Building Code, is being finalized by the Chief Parliamentary Council. Thereafter, cabinet approval will be sought for its tabling in the House of Representatives.
Quite a substantial document. A lot of consultations have been done and redone. Still more to be done, and the debate will still make some more modification. But certainly, I hope before the end of this year, we'll be able to call it the Building Act 2015.
Minister R. Scott was speaking at the recent launch of Engineers Week 2015. The National Building Code will facilitate the application of internationally recognized building standards, as well as the accreditation of building products, construction methods, building components, and systems. Safety and security in Ocharias has been boosted through the installation of a closed-circuit television CCTV system in the resort town. The system, valued at $107 million, was acquired through funding from the Tourism Enhancement Fund and represents a partnership between the Ministries of National Security and Tourism.
The system is a 90-camera system and is presently equipped with 36 cameras in 33 locations covering the main areas of this town. The system has been equipped with solar technology, so we have significantly reduced the probability of the signals being affected through interruptions in the power supply.
Head of Modernization Initiatives and Strategic Projects at the Ministry of National Security, Dr. Canute Thompson. The system will be operated by 12 specially trained district constables and additional cameras installed over time. The Ocharias system brings to fore the number of towns where CCTV systems have been installed, including Maypen, Mandeville, and Montego Bay. And Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams is assuring Jamaicans that the closed-circuit television system will be used responsibly to ensure that the safety, security, and privacy of persons are protected. Dr. Williams says the system will save time and increase the efficiency of the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
It is a tool that will help to amplify our efforts and produce more output. The CCTV system will also be an evidence-gathering tool where the cameras are not only used to film incidents, but they will be able to film police responses and police conduct in their interaction with citizens.
Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.